Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
I guess a certain celebrity was at the Queen's funeral, and some people are wondering, why was she there?
Oh, I got so many emails about this yesterday. What was Sandra Oh doing at the Queen's funeral? From Sandra Oh from Grey's Anatomy, among many different things. She was invited by a Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. She is born in Canada and was granted the honor of being part of the Order of Canada, which is their nation's highest civilian honor. So because of that, she was invited to attend the funeral. She walked alongside a musician, Gregory Charles, and Olympic swimmer Mark Tewksbury, of that amazing. I was just captivated by the coverage of this yesterday. I know some people don't care about it, but I just found all the pomp and circumstance and the history of it all. I found the whole thing very interesting. And if there's a showbiz person there, all the better.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, Dean. They rang that bell 96 times, once a minute for each year of her life. 142 Royal Navy sailors using ropes to draw the gun carriage carrying the flag-draped coffin to Westminster Abbey. And I was watching that BBC News channel, and every hour they had their review of the highlights with music. And I'll tell you, I got a little emotional. I was surprised, but I did.
Yeah, it was very touching. The whole thing was very touching. The emotion of Prince Charles, the family, who now have to carry on in different capacities, but the loss of their mother, who isn't distraught by something like that. And I was fascinated on how the crown didn't fall off the top of the coffin.
Oh no,
the casket. When they finally took it off at the end, I saw they had this It looked like a thing that you, like a mannequin's head would go on, that the crown fit over perfectly so it wouldn't fall off. But
nothing goes wrong. The Brits know how to do that.
Oh yeah, yeah. But I was waiting for it to like go rolling down the street.
And I was talking about how also during all the coverage there, unlike what would happen here, there aren't people jumping around behind the live shots, making faces and waving.
Yeah, very respectful. It was very nice. It sounds weird to say that I enjoyed the coverage, but very, very, very interesting to watch it, in my opinion.
So today, Woody Allen is not retiring.
No.
What's going on with him?
No, everything I said yesterday, forget it.
Never mind.
There was a Spanish newspaper report out yesterday who did an interview with Woody Allen and said that he said that he was retiring. Once that hit the wires and everyone like me reported it, Woody Allen came out and said, wait a minute, I'm not retiring. He says, my idea in principle is to not make more movies and to focus on writing. So apparently that was his exact quote from the Spanish newspaper interview. He said he never intended on retiring in the correction, the clarification. He said what he was thinking about, that he doesn't want to make films that go directly to streaming platforms. He says that is not enjoyable for him.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I guess we're going to see more films. I don't know.
Wait till tomorrow's announcement.
Honestly, I don't care whether he makes any more movies or not. But anyway, that's the right. We'll see what happens tomorrow.
This Goodnight Oscar play, Sean Hayes, you saw it. I know you loved it. I loved it. And it's going to Broadway, isn't it?
Yeah, they finally announced the dates. There was no question that this was going to go to Broadway. Sean is so spectacular in this, and the writing in this is so good. It's such an interesting story about the pianist Oscar Levant, and his inner struggles. It's a really, really interesting play. They just announced that it will be opening on Broadway next April in the spring. It'll only play there for 20 weeks. at the Belasco Theater. I'm telling you, if you're going to be in New York, I cannot recommend this highly enough to see this. So you can say you saw the play that Sean Hayes won a Tony Award for, because that's what I think is going to happen once Broadway gets a look at this.
Yep, no doubt. More changes for Saturday Night Live, Dean.
Yeah, Chris Redd has announced that he is leaving the show. He's been on for 5 years now, former Chicago comedian. He is going to be working on movies. He's got a new one coming out called Cyber Monday. He's got a stand-up special that's coming to HBO Max. But he is now the eighth cast member to leave the show since last May, when Kate McKinnon left and Pete Davidson, A.D. Bryant, Kyle Mooney, and the list goes on. So it's going to be a fairly fresh look when the 48th season premieres October the 1st, including their four new cast members that will include another Chicago stand-up, Molly Carney.
And you talked to Oprah recently about this documentary, the Sidney Poitier program, and what did she have to say?
Yeah, it's a really good documentary on the life and career and upbringing and the impact that Sidney Poitier had on so many others, including Oprah Winfrey, who in the documentary itself says if there hadn't been a Sidney Poitier, there wouldn't have been an Oprah Winfrey.
What was that quality that Mr. Poitier brought that inspired so many, including yourself?
He had such enormous curiosity and a sense of enormous hope and possibility for himself about all things that exuded through everything that he did. And, you know, from the first time I saw him, that's what I felt, a sense of hope and possibility for my 10-year-old self, that if he could be that, winning that Oscar, I wonder what I could do. And so you are so correct. What I said at the end of the film, there wouldn't have been me on a platform in Chicago on a daily basis with an audience of predominantly stay-at-home white mothers who accepted me into their home and their lives, had there not been a Sidney Poitier whom they accepted several decades before. So Sidney Poitier was America's first black friend.
Go down the list of people who clearly have inspired Oprah to be Oprah.
Well, I think one of the things that Reginald Hudlin did so beautifully in this film was to curate a number of my heroes, you know, Morgan Freeman and Barbara Streisand and Robert Redford, but curated them based on the basis of Reginald, the fact that they actually knew Sidney. Because what we were looking for, Dean, in this film, Reginald, you can explain, is not just people who, because everybody wants to talk about Sidney, but
yeah. Who knew Sidney? Who was his friend? Who worked with him in a meaningful fashion?
Yeah.
The world loves Sidney, so it's easy to find praise songs. You know, it's different to have insight. And all of them had unique insight.
So tell me, how much do you miss watching our WGN morning news before we get down to business?
I just can't get over it. I miss it so much. I don't know how I'm carrying on here.
Has it left a void in your life that really?
It's such a void. I don't know what. I just have to sit in prayer and meditation every morning for the absence. Yeah. Yes.
I don't care that she's being sarcastic there. We're going to run that as a promo.
Of course.
Like crazy of how much she misses watching WGN.
And that Reginald guy with her?
Yeah, he's the director. He directed and put together this beautiful documentary that really takes you into the life of Sidney Poitier in a way that you've never seen before, with footage that you've never seen before, photographs that you've never seen before, insight into the man, really, into Sidney Poitier, the father, the civil rights activist, working very closely with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his friendship and brotherhood with Harry Belafonte, who also was very active in the civil rights movement back in the 1960s. And really how he broke barriers, as Oprah said in that cut, that African-American people were able to see for the first time on the screen a person not being depicted as a servant, as a slave, as a maid, you know, in some demeaning role, but these roles of great dignity and valor.
Mm-hmm.
Sidney Poitier really was the first one to do all of that. I was very moved by watching this documentary, and it will premiere on Apple TV Plus starting this coming Friday. And also this coming Friday, it will play at the Gene Siskel Film Center for a week. If you want to see it on the, you know, a big screen, there will be an opportunity for you to do that as well.
Oh, cool. Gene Siskel Film Center on State. I still think that's one of the best kept secrets in Chicago. That's a wonderful place,
yep.
And they show great movies, don't they?
Yeah, really great, great films, documentaries, foreign films, great discussions about the films. If you're a cinema fan, you probably already are familiar with the Siskel Film Center, but it's definitely something to get to know a little better.
Thank you, Dean. We'll let you go edit the promo for the WGN-TV Morning News right now.
It's going to do that right now.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.